This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. Well, in my last podcast, I began telling another story, the story of how God apprehended me and began preparing me for his service. Today, I'll continue with that story. But before I do, I just need to say one quick thing. God is real. He is alive. He is active in our world today. He is knowable. He is relatable. And he is ready and willing to draw as close to you and become as real to you as you are willing to allow. He's a gentleman, though. He knocks, but he will not enter unless invited. That is all. Now to my story. In early June of 69, I skipped my high school graduation ceremony and hopped on a plane bound for Minneapolis-St. Paul. My destination that late spring day was the Lutheran Youth Encounter Mission Team Training Program being held in Mound, Minnesota. Soon I would be sent out as part of a team of college students to minister to young people in Lutheran churches throughout the Midwest. I was a robust 17 years old. Our training involved a number of things, most of which I can no longer remember. But I do recall a session with a young pastoral intern, Dan Knutson, who served on staff with Lutheran Youth Encounter. Dan introduced our team to a book and an author. Watchman Nee was a prolific and anointed church planner in China. You may have heard of him. His influence spans the globe within certain circles of the body of Christ. Nee, whose writings have had a powerful impact upon me, died as a martyr in a communist prison in China in 1972. The book introduced to us by Pastor Dan is titled The Release of the Spirit. Through this work, Nee opened up my understanding as to how God fashioned me. Using 1 Thessalonians 5:23 as a launch point, Nee explained how we humans, like God, have a Trinitarian nature. Here's how the passage reads. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 4:12, we read the following. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. In these two passages, we learn that the soul and the spirit are two separate and distinct components of our human makeup, and that it is the word of God that divides and separates them. In The Release of the Spirit, Nee makes his case that not only is it God's intent to divide and separate for us these two parts of our human makeup, but that it is our human spirit that needs to be fed, and it is our human soul, or rather the influence of our soul, that needs to be diminished and even broken. So, why is this relevant to the famished patriot? Well, time does not permit me here to elaborate, but allow me to raise a couple of questions. If a man is to serve God, to do his bidding, to carry his message, should that man not know himself? Should he not develop the capacity to distinguish between his own voice and the voice of God? The one who carries God's message indeed walks a treacherous path. All of the seminary training and book learning in the world cannot adequately prepare one for God's service if one's human spirit is drowned out by his own soul. As a 17-year-old boy, I did not understand Nee's The Release of the Spirit. I did not begin to grasp its principles for several years. Not until the darkness that God had warned me about began to close in around me that I commenced to partake in Nee's hidden riches. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.